A Katra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Katra AI. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling, well, a really fundamental question for anyone navigating their career or honestly just life. How do you start trying to compete head on and instead find your own unique space?
Exactly. We're diving into How the World Sees You by Sally Hogshead. And this book, it really flips the script on typical self-help or professional development.
How so?
Well, instead of constantly looking inward, you know, analyzing your flaws, trying to fix yourself, Hogshead gives you the strategic framework. And it's all based on how other people perceive you, external perception.
Right. That shift feels huge. Because we spend so much time, don't we, trying to be well-rounded or fit some kind of mold. Mm-hmm. And often the result is you just blend in. You become invisible. So this deep dive is kind of a shortcut then to understanding what makes you uniquely valuable.
That's the promise. Our mission today is to really unpack her fascination advantage framework. We want to show you why her big idea that being different is actually more powerful than being better might just be the key to making a real impact.
Okay, let's start with Sally Hogshead herself. She created this whole system.
Yeah.
What's her background? What gives her that unique perspective?
Well, her background is super interesting and really relevant. She's not coming from, say, academic psychology. She was a top advertising executive.
Ah, okay. So marketing.
Big time. We're talking major campaigns for global brands, MINI, Cooper, Nike, Coca-Cola. Her actual job was to figure out how to make products completely irresistible. Captivating.
So she wasn't just theorizing about influence in a lab somewhere. She was out there in the real world actually making things fascinating to millions of people.
Precisely. And that led her to this big aha moment. She realized if she could pinpoint what makes a brand captivating and influential, couldn't those same principles apply to people? She started wondering, you know, why do some people just effortlessly grab attention while others seem to constantly struggle to be heard or noticed?
And that led her to build this system that looks at personality from the outside in,
yeah.
Focusing on the effect you have on others, not just your internal state.
Exactly. And what really backs this up is the data. Her fascination advantage system isn't just like her opinion. It's built on research from over a million individual assessments she developed.
Wow. A million.
Yeah. So it's this data-driven model for understanding essentially your personal brand and how to leverage it.
Okay. That really sets the stage for the book's main idea, which, as you said, feels pretty counterintuitive, especially in the business world. Different is better than better. That flies in the face of everything we hear about constant improvement, right?
It really does. But think about it. Hogshead argues that trying to be just, say, 5% better than the next person, it's exhausting. And honestly, most people won't even notice that small difference.
You just end up in this endless, crowded race to be slightly, incrementally better.
Right. It's what she calls a commodity trap. But if you can figure out what makes you distinct, what makes you different, suddenly you're not competing in the same way. You're carving out your own category.
So being different makes you relevant.
Yeah.
Indispensable, even.
That's the idea. And the book gives you the roadmap, the Fascination Advantage Framework. It helps you identify the specific ways your personality naturally grabs attention and adds value. It breaks it down into 49 distinct archetypes.
So it's a guide to translating your natural personality into, like, your most powerful professional tool.
Exactly. It's about pinpointing your unique method of influence.
Okay, let's get into the nuts and bolts then. The core of the system seems to be these 7 fascination advantages. You call them languages of value.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They represent the 7 primary ways that people or brands can captivate others. We could maybe group them a bit. Perhaps start with the ones that are more about creating energy and connection.
Sounds good. So that would be innovation and passion.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's take innovation first.
Yeah.
That's the language of originality.
Mm-hmm. People strong in innovation challenge the status quo. They're valued because they bring fresh ideas, solve problems in completely new ways. They're the pioneers, the breakthrough thinkers.
Okay. And then passion. That feels more emotional.
It is. Passion is the language of emotional connection. Mm-hmm. People high in passion are valued because they generate excitement, they inspire people, they build really strong loyalty. Think of that person on the team who just naturally rallies everyone, you know, even when things get tough.
Right. Got it. So innovation brings the new ideas, passion brings the energy. What about the advantages focused more on stability and getting things done. That would be trust and alert.
Exactly. Trust is all about stability, reliability. If trust is your main advantage, your value lies in creating order, being consistent, following through meticulously. You're the dependable one, the steady hand.
The bedrock, like you said.
Okay.
And alert. That sounds like it's about the details.
Absolutely. Precision is key here. The alert advantage is focused on details, process, order. These individuals are valued because they spot potential problems, they prevent costly errors, they manage complexity, especially around deadlines. They're like the quality control.
Ensuring things are done right. Okay, so that's four. Innovation, passion, trust, alert. There are three more, right? You mentioned they often relate to establishing influence or status.
Yeah, those are power, prestige, and mystique.
Let's start with power. What's the value proposition there?
Power is the language of command, of decisiveness. People leading with power are valued for their leadership, their confidence, their focus on results. They aren't afraid to take control, make the tough calls, and drive things forward.
Okay. And prestige. That sounds like it's about standards and reputation.
Spot on. Prestige is a language of excellence. People with this advantage focus on high standards, achieving status, creating aspiration. Their value comes from making things better, higher quality, maybe even more exclusive. They push for that next level of excellence.
Interesting. That leaves mystique. That one sounds, well, mysterious.
It kind of is. Mystique is the language of listening, observing, and maybe holding back a bit. The value here comes from being thoughtful, analytical, maybe even a little enigmatic. They don't reveal everything at once.
So they make you lean in.
Exactly. They create curiosity. They're often deep thinkers, valued for their ability to see patterns others miss, to analyze complex situations. They choose their words carefully.
Okay, so those are the seven advantages.
Mm-hmm.
But the real personal insight comes from how they combine. Right?
Yeah.
The 49 archetypes.
That's where it gets really specific to you. Your archetype is formed by your primary advantage, the main way you fascinate, combined with your secondary advantage, which sort of flavors or supports the primary one.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Let's say your primary is innovation. You're full of new ideas, but your secondary is passion. Combine those and you get the rock star. You don't just have the bold idea. You deliver it with this infectious energy that gets everyone excited.
Okay, I can picture that. What about a different combination?
How about primary trust and secondary alert? That combination creates the anchor. This is someone who's incredibly reliable and stable, trust, but also meticulous about every single detail, alert. They're the rock who makes sure everything is done perfectly.
So the combination really defines your specific niche, your unique value proposition.
Precisely. And just as important is understanding your dormant advantage. Hogshead talks about this too.
Dormant? What's that?
It's the advantage where you are least likely to add value. It's the way you're least likely to fascinate others.
And why is knowing that important? It sounds a bit negative.
It's actually incredibly liberating because it tells you where not to waste your energy. If, say, power is your dormant advantage, trying to be that forceful, take charge leader is going to feel unnatural, exhausting, and probably won't be very effective for you.
Ah, I see. So it's about focusing your efforts where they'll actually pay off. Based on your natural strengths.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be everything to everyone.
Exactly. It's about strategic focus, not just self-improvement across the board.
Okay. Connecting this back to the bigger picture, there are some really core themes running through the book, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
The first big one seems to be this idea that perception defines your value.
Yes. And this can be a tough pill to swallow sometimes. It basically says your value in the eyes of others isn't determined by how hard you're trying or your good intentions. It's based on the perceived value you consistently deliver.
So I might feel really innovative, but if I'm not communicating that effectively, if people don't see it, then that value isn't landing.
Pretty much. Perception becomes reality in terms of your influence and impact.
Okay. And that ties into the second theme, right? Which is that authenticity is your most powerful tool. This isn't about faking it.
Not at all. It's the opposite. The system isn't asking you to adopt some persona that isn't you. It's about identifying what's already authentic and effective within you, your advantages, and learning how to consciously amplify those traits.
So leaning into your natural advantages makes communication feel less like a performance and more effortless.
That's the goal. It gives you the language, the strategy to package the best, most authentic parts of yourself in a way that resonates with others.
Makes sense. Theme three really doubles down on this.
Yeah.
Specialization is the key to being indispensable.
Yeah, Hogshead is very clear on this. In today's world, the generalist often struggles. It's the specialist, the person who has clearly defined their unique value using their archetype, who becomes hard to replace. They own their niche.
And the last theme you mentioned connects this to teamwork. Fascination builds high-performing teams.
Right. This is crucial for leaders. You don't want a team where everyone has the same fascination advantage. Imagine a team of only innovators. Great ideas, probably, but who's going to nail down the details or ensure reliable execution?
You need someone with the alert advantage or the trust advantage.
Exactly. Effective leaders intentionally build teams with a mix of complementary advantages, so all the bases are covered from idea generation to meticulous execution to building relationships.
The book is also known for having some really punchy, memorable lines, isn't it? Let's touch on a couple of those.
Definitely. I think the absolute core one, the thesis really is, different is better than better. If you're not doing something different, you're not doing anything at all. It's such a direct challenge to that pressure we feel to just fit in and conform.
Yeah, that one really sticks.
Yeah.
And maybe the most empowering one is you don't have to change who you are. You have to become more of who you are. That feels like such a relief, doesn't it? It's not about a personality transplant. It's about strategic focus on what's already there.
Mm-hmm. And there's another one that connects back to that perception idea. When you don't know what you stand for, people don't know why they need you. Oof! That highlights why clearly communicating your specific value is so critical.
Okay, so how can listeners start applying this? Right now, the book talks about creating a personal anthem.
Yes, the anthem is basically your personal tagline. It's a really short, concise statement summarizing your highest unique value based on your archetype. So if you're that anchor archetype we talked about, trust plus alert, maybe your anthem is something like, I create clarity and build systems that last.
And you'd use that where? In an interview.
Absolutely. It's perfect for that tell me about yourself question, or in your bio, your networking pitch. It immediately tells people your specific contribution.
That's practical. What about for managers or team leads?
Oh, it's huge for task delegation. You should consciously assign tasks based on people's primary advantages. You wouldn't ask the person high in mystique, who thrives on quiet analysis, to lead the big, loud, rah-rah team meeting. Right?
No, you'd give that to someone with the passion advantage.
Exactly. Match the task to the natural strength.
And what about something simple, like online presence?
Yeah, definitely. Take a look at your LinkedIn profile summary. Is it full of generic buzzwords like results-oriented team player?
Guilty as charged sometimes.
Right. Swap those out. Use the specific keywords associated with your primary and secondary advantages. If you lead with trust, use words like stability, dependability, consistency. If it's innovation, use originality, vision, pioneering. It makes your profile instantly more specific and compelling.
It really becomes clear through this deep dive that the fascination advantage system isn't just another personality quiz you take and forget. It's more like a strategic playbook.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's a playbook for personal branding, for influence. It tells you, stop wasting energy trying to shore up your weaknesses. Instead, figure out your unique advantages and focus all your energy on amplifying those. That's the path from being, you know, interchangeable to truly indispensable.
So, thinking about all this, what's the final thought we want to leave our listeners with? What should they really chew on from this?
Well, building on everything we've discussed, the provocative question might be this. If you actually stop trying so hard to fix what you see as your weaknesses and instead put all that effort into strategically using what makes you different, where would you suddenly realize you're already essential? Where are you already indispensable right now because of those differences?
That's powerful. Recognizing where your unique value already lies instead of constantly striving for something else.
That realization could change everything.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker. Another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.